This is Dr. Ali dictating history physical, patient name Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, date of birth 6-17-1953, place Future KHR Village, date of service 4-24-2023, initial history and physical. History of present illness, this is a 69-year-old female, she was admitted in the hospital. Patient has a known history of multiple myeloma and amyloidosis, opiate dependence, and she also has a history of bipolar disorder, CKD. She was hospitalized from March 8 till March 23rd. She was admitted from outpatient IR visit for episode of tachycardia and shortness of breath because of arrhythmia, and the ED EKG showed ST with PACs, PVCs, no AFib and flutter, bilateral ocean with duplex, positive subacute occlusion, DVT of one of the paired peroneal vein bilateral. She was started on heparin drip, DRIP, chest X-ray, right lower lung effusion, CT chest, moderate right side effusion, status post IR thoracentesis done March the 2nd, and placement of pigtail on 3-3-23 for multilocular complex effusion. Patient underwent pigtail installation with the Dornase, DORNSENTP on March 4th and 5th with sudden development of significant blood draining from the pigtail. Repeat CT revealed moderate partial loculated right effusion with the layering hypertension suggesting blood product and consolidation of right middle and left lower lobe. Blood culture grew Streptococcus pneumonia and J. influenza, completed antibiotic course. The repeat blood culture negative, ID was consulted in the hospital. Cardiology and hematology was consulted. Patient was cleared for surgical procedure and she underwent VATS, VATS, removal and retained hemothorax and decortication on March 13th. Postoperative chest tube were maintained and were subsequently DC'd. Pain control and PCA was monitored. She was given IV fluid, required some blood transfusion. Nephrology was consulted for close mounting or renal function and antihypertensive medication adjusted. The goal of systolic BP more than 130 for renal perfusion, RENL. Patient has been taking home Lasix by an electron ICTG lisinopril. They were held because of nephrotoxicity. PCA switched to oral oxycodone. Pain management methadone was continued. Vitamin D supplemented. PTOT consulted because of multiple comorbid condition and deconditioning. And during hospitalization, patient received ceftriaxone. Subsequently transitioned to argumentin and advised to get follow-up weekly kidney function while an antibiotic. Subsequently, she was given argumentin 500 mg BID. Outpatient follow-up advised. Medical oncology for assessment of resuming chemotherapy and also infectious disease. After evaluated by PTOT, patient was sent to subacute rehab, Charles Village. Second hospitalization in the Charles Village from Union Memorial Hospital. She was admitted at Union April 5th from April 9th. She was sent to the ED because of severe anemia, hemoglobin 6.1, fever, chest X-ray, right upper lobe infiltrate, given antibiotic, blood transfusion. Potassium supplemented and monitor blood pressure, medication adjusted. Patient was subsequently hospitalized again on April 18 to April 24. She was sent to the ED via EMS, hemoglobin 6.3. She received 2 units of PRBC and DF. Discharge hemoglobin was 8.3. She has really uncontrolled hypertension. She had AKI with creatinine of 2.49. Vital was continued BID and home regimen of metoprolol 12.5 BID. Nifedipine. Nifedipine 120 milligram daily. She was continued vitamin D and calcium supplement and continued methadone. Patient was discharged back to Charleville. Patient seen and examined today. When I saw the patient today, she came back from the hospital. She's lying on the bed, awake, alert, no distress. Patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitation, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. No headache, no dizziness. Past medical history has mentioned number one, hypertension, number two, multiple myeloma, number three, amyloidosis, CKD, stage 4, neural effusion. Medication upon discharge, bilateral. BID, nifedipine XR. 30 milligram daily, acyclovir, 200 milligram, 2 capsules twice a day for prophylaxis. Miralax, 20 milligram daily, oxycodone, 5 milligram, 2 tablet every 4 hour PRN. Atorvastatin, 40 milligram daily, vitamin D, 50,000 units daily. Tylenol, aspirin, metoprolol, protonix, 40 milligram daily, prochlorperazine, aspercream, colase, and methadone solution, 15 milligram one time daily for opioid dependence. There was system headache and dizziness, no shortness of breath, mild, chest discomfort, dry cough, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills, physical exam, patient was awake, alert. No distress, left leg breathing comfortable, no respiratory distress. Assessment number one, anemia, status of blood transfusion, number two, multiple myeloma, number three, CKD, number four, pneumonia, number five, pleural effusion, empyema, history of amyloidosis, hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, generalized weakness, plan of care, continue all the current medication, PTOT follow-up labs, discuss with nursing staff.